What I want to talk about now is something I've been finding out about government. Now, I've understood in my heart of hearts that something's wrong with government, and I think we all do. Everyone complains about government any chance they get. So if you're complaining about something all the time, why don't you change it? Well, that's because you've been told there's a method to change it, and that's voting. Voting allows a majority of the population to create coercive regulations that apply to everyone else. So, do you really want to live in a place that 49% of the population is unhappy with what's happening? I don't. I want to live in a place where everyone's happy with what's happening. Well, how can everyone be happy with what's happening? Everyone can be happy with what's happening if they are getting their primary needs met. If you're worried about where you're going to sleep, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, you are not going to be happy. And further, as you go on to your additional needs, go up at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the more of those get fulfilled, the happier you're going to be. Now, the problem is our systems, all of our systems today are not based on human needs. In fact, they're kind of almost based on the opposite, and I'll get into that a little bit later. So, what's happening now, okay, I'm getting very far from where I wanted to be, but the Occupy people, for example, they found out that when they started doing their protests, they weren't just doing a protest for a single issue. They want a complete change in society. Now, they're not sure how they did that, but what they wanted to do is not push anyone out of the decision path. So they're not making decisions that people are not happy with, if that makes sense. You can block, as one person out of a 1,000-person group running Occupy, you can block a decision that's being made if you want, meaning you're going to withdraw your energy from the movement if they move in this direction. And I want you to think a minute, because I think this is such a powerful concept. How often have you sat in a business meeting or a religious meeting and or a club, an organization, anything, and people were talking about what was going to happen, and you had a vote, and half the people were excited about what was going to happen, or more, a little more than half, and the other people weren't. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go along. We call this compromise, but it really isn't compromise, because what happens when you do this? What happens is when some people are compelled, more or less, or expected to go along with the majority based upon what they decided, then all sorts of things happen. If I'm not supporting this in my heart, then I'm not going to do any more than the bare essential to get the thing done. Well, the state and corporations overcome this by creating processes. They tell you that the way to accomplish things is to do 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. You don't need 1, 2, 3, A, B, C if you're directly, intensely supporting what's going on. If I tell you to make me an omelet, and you don't know how to make an omelet, then you're going to look up how to make an omelet, and assuming that we're friends, and you want to make an omelet for me, and you'll find something, you'll ask me, or whatever you have to do, but then we'll make an omelet, and you'll find a way to do it. Now, if you work at Denny's, or something like that, and someone asks you for an omelet, number one, is it on the menu, yes or no? If it's not on the menu the way that people, that not on the menu the way they asked for it, maybe you can't get it at all. And otherwise, what am I going to do to make this omelet? Well, if there's no process for it, maybe I'm not going to make the omelet at all. I'll tell you, you can't have it. And the quality won't be the same as the omelet that I get from my friend. Why? Because the support wasn't behind it, assuming it wasn't in the menu. And we create these processes to make sure we get the qualities. Thank you very much.